Welcome to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O Divine Will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the Divine Will be for the praise and glory of God, and for the Divine Will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will continue with volume 22 of the Book of Heaven. The next passage comes from September 4, 1927. The title of this passage is How All Creation is Invested by the Acts Done in the Divine Will. Luisa Picarreta writes the following in this passage. I was following my round throughout the whole creation, and I had invested heavens, the sun, the sea, all created things with my I love you, I adore you, I bless you, to sing glory to my Creator in all creation. Now, while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, listen together with me all the harmonies of creation. Listen to the sea, how it murmurs. But in that murmuring, a more beautiful note can be heard. The I love you. I adore you. I bless you. The glory that the little daughter of my will murmurs together with the sea, and making the whole sea give thanks to the Lord. She makes the waters speak with loving refrains to her Creator. Oh, how the sea acquires new notes of harmony, of beauty, new sounds, more beautiful because my little daughter emits her voice in my divine will, and renders the sea speaking, and gives the glory of the sea to her Creator. Listen, the sun too, in its light that rains down from the heavens and invests the whole earth, pours your loving notes together with it, your welcome refrains, I love you, I glorify you, I bless you, I adore you. In fact, since the divine will which reigns in you is one, with that which reigns in the sun, oh, how eloquent does the light speak! How the love of her Creator flows in the heat! How many new harmonies and notes, which are not its own, it acquires because there is the little daughter of the Supreme Will who emits her acts in it, and making her will one with that of all creation, she administers her voice and her acts to all created things. In this passage, we see how Luisa Picarreta is doing her rounds of creation. And in this particular passage, I want to point out that she is doing the second hour of the rounds of creation, the rounds of the soul in the divine will. And in this passage, Luisa Picarreta tells us how she is going around creation, praising, adoring, glorifying God in a particular way using this hour. I just want to share with you this hour that comes from the second hour of the rounds of the soul in the divine will. And the title of this hour is The Soul Follows the Divine Will in the Creation of the Sea and the Wind. Jesus, my life, your fiat drives me on. I am here now considering the creation of the sea. What sound is this? I hear A continuous murmur, the symbol of your eternal motion that never stops. I enter into that infinite, ceaseless, divine motion that gives light to everyone, and I make it my own to give it to all, to everyone, and to ask you on behalf of everyone for the kingdom of your divine will. See, O Jesus, with your fiat, I am descending into the ocean. Wherever I discern motion, life, or murmuring, I let out my incessant cry, I love you, I adore you, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and investing with my voice the murmur of the sea, the movement of the fish, the waves, now stormy, then calm, I ask you urgently for the kingdom of your divine fiat. Don't you hear, O Jesus, that all the water drops with their murmuring, like so many voices are saying, fiat, fiat, fiat. It seems like the roaring waves want to open the bosom of the ocean, of the sea, to let your will emerge, your will that prevails over them, and to enclose it within all creatures. So they want your divine will to descend, to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. This is a passage from the second hour of the rounds of the soul in the divine will. Just to give you an example of the language that is used in the writings of Luisa Picarreta. In this passage that we just read from the rounds of the soul in the divine will, we see that it's a language that we already use in the church every single Sunday. During Mass, we sing Gloria. Glory to God in the highest and peace to His people on earth. We praise you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty God and Father. And we continue. This language that we find in the Gloria, we find that language in the rounds of the soul in the divine will. Luisa Picarreta shows in this passage from September 4, 1927, that she is going around doing these acts, praising, adoring, glorifying God through creation. And then she gives praise, glory, she thanks God for every created thing. And then in every motion, wherever she finds motion, she prays, adores, and glorifies God. Wherever she finds movement, she prays, adores, and glorifies God. And in this particular hour, the second hour, she goes into the creation of the sea and the wind, and she praises God with her thank you, I adore you, glorify you. And then in this other passage from the Book of Heaven, the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, one will, there is one will that reigns in all created things. One will which unites everything, because in God there is one will only. In the person of Jesus, we see two wills, the human and the divine. In God, the Holy Trinity, there is only one will that unites them. All creation is united in one single will. In the person of Jesus, we see two wills, the human and the divine. That's why our Lord Jesus, in another part of the Gospel, in another part of Sacred Scripture, he says, I didn't come to do my will, but the will of the Father, referring that he possesses a human will. His human will was always united with the will of God. So his human will never acted by itself. It was always in union with the will of God living in him, his divinity. Through these writings, we are invited to unite our human will to the will of God through every single act, and to let the divine will be the one who operates in us. And for this, we need to give our consent, because God respects our human will so much. that he will never override our human will. He's waiting for all of us to surrender that free will, that freedom, out of our human will. There is one will that reigns in everything, in all created things. So creation, even though creation was affected by the fall of Adam and Eve, creation still is under the will of God. We creatures went out of the will of God by our own decision, by the decision of Adam and Eve. We participate in the consequence, and that's what we inherit, and we call it original sin. Through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, our Lord tells in this particular passage to Luisa that whenever we go around praising, adoring, glorifying God, giving Him thanks, glory, honor, and adoration, a more beautiful sound is heard. The creature adoring God through all created things. One note more beautiful than the others. So with the sound of the wind, we adore, we praise, we glorify God. With the light of the sun, we thank, we adore, we glorify God. We put our I love you, I thank you, I adore you, I glorify you. And we praise God with His own love, with His own will. This way of praying, our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, He says, listen, the nature of the sea, of the sun, do not have the virtue of speaking. And to find one who lives in my will and communicates her voice, her acts to them, is the most amazing thing. It is the greatest glory you can give to your Creator. This is very powerful. It is the greatest glory you can give to your Creator. Naturally, we know that the elements, they don't have a voice, as we do. They don't have free will, as we do. And when one communicates her voice to these elements, to adore, to glorify God, the Lord says is the most amazing thing. It is the greatest glory that you can give to your Creator. This may sound a little bit strange or difficult to understand, but what we understand is that since all creation still is in the will of God, even though creation was affected by original sin, creation still is in the will of God. So we adore God with His own love, with the same love that He created those things for us. We give that love back to Him through this way of praying. We adore God with His own power. We thank Him with His own glory. And this is what happens when we unite ourselves in the will of God. We praise Him with every single act. When we do the rounds of the soul in creation, we go around and we praise, we adore, we glorify God, we give thanks for creating the elements, all creation, and with the power that is in them, with the power that is in every single created thing, and with that same love that every created thing was created by God, we correspond to God. So we correspond to God with His own love in a perfect way. That's what makes it perfect, that it doesn't have anything of the human will, that it is the creature adoring, glorifying God, but not with his or her will, but putting aside the interest of the human will and just letting the divine will operate in us, through us, and in us. And this is the science of living in the divine will, that we let the Lord operate in us. We open the door for the will of God to operate in every single act that we do, and then we start praying in this way. The rounds of the soul in the divine will is part of the revelations of the servant of God, given to the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. So I invite all of you to become familiar with these writings. It is a beautiful way of praying. It is a beautiful way of corresponding and to give to God what is due to Him at His own level in a perfect way. The Lord tells us in this particular passage that it is the greatest glory you can give to your Creator, to love Him with His own love. Let's continue. There is not one created thing which is not invested with your acts. And I delight in listening to your notes and to your repeated refrains in the heavens, in the earth, in the wind, in the water that rains down, in the little bird that sings, in everything. And I want that you two, together with me, hear your own harmonies which you form, that you form in the whole creation. My daughter, the littlest motion, even the littlest breath done in the divine will, is all of God. And because it is His Son, He finds in it everything that is His. The Lord wants to find in every single act of us everything of His and nothing of the creature. This is what happens if we empty ourselves. Then God can do everything in us, because there will be nothing of the human creature in there. So therefore, God will be free to build in us, knowing that there is nothing of the human will that will oppose His work in us. In the act done in my will, the Lord finds divine sanctity. He finds light. He finds His goodness, His love, His power, that lacks nothing of what belongs to God. In other words, it is a perfect offering, because God finds His own love there, in those acts done in the divine will. He finds His own glory. And when the creature comes and gives to Him what is due to Him at His own level, at His own capacity, God receives the correspondence, the perfect correspondence of the creatures, not only on behalf of that particular person, but on behalf of all the human race and on behalf of all creation when praying with the rounds of the soul in the divine will. So it lacks nothing. Therefore, they can be called divine acts. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that our Lord Jesus is able to repeat His life in us. When we give our will to God and we start doing acts in the divine will, an exchange happens in us. The human will suddenly is not operating anymore, but is the divine will operating in us. So the divine will operating in us produces divine acts, divinizes our acts, done through our nature, through our humanity. Grace works through nature. This is the teaching of the Church, that grace works through nature. The grace of God working in us through nature. The grace of the sacraments working in us, in our human nature. When we surrender ourselves to the human will, when we unite our human will to the divine will, those acts become divinized, because now it is the will of God operating in the creatures. Therefore, the acts done through divine will become divine acts, which the Lord says are more beautiful, the holiest, and the most welcome. And before these acts, all other acts, as good as they may be, lose their value, their taste, and can never please me. So the human acts compare with the divine acts. The Lord says, the divine acts are more beautiful. They please God perfectly, because they have the imprint of the will of God, His own love, His own power, His own attributes. And as difficult as this may be to understand, we have to trust when practicing this spirituality. It requires faith that is given to us in baptism. It's one of the theological virtues, along with hope and charity. The Lord continues and He says, it happens as to a Lord who is extremely rich. He possesses riches, gardens, farms, with the most beautiful fruits, which no one can equal. Now, since this Lord knows that no one else has fruits and good things like his own. If his sons or his servants bring him the fruits of his own gardens, he appreciates them. He enjoys them with love, eating of them to his fill. But if they bring him fruits from someone else's farms, he will not enjoy them because he will immediately notice the difference. If we adore God with his own love, if we praise him with his own will, if we correspond him with his own will, he will be perfectly satisfied and correspond, and the correspondence that he receives will be perfect because there is nothing of the human will in there. So when we do the rounds of the soul in the divine will and we go around as Luisa Picarreta used to do, thanking God, adoring God, glorifying him with his own love, impressing our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, I thank you in the blue of the sky. I impress my I love you in the sound of the wind. I praise my I love you in the blue of the ocean, of the sky, in the waves of the sea, in the green of the grass, in every single created thing. In the light of the sun, I impress my I love you, I praise you, I glorify you, I thank you with your will. We are praising God, adoring him, and asking him for the kingdom of the divine will to descend and to reign on earth as he reigns in heaven with his own power. With the light of the sun, we are asking the Lord to let that kingdom descend. With the blue of the sky, we are asking the Lord to let the divine will descend. And since God is the creator of all those things, it's as if we were asking him with his own power, with his own love, just giving our voice to those elements to ask God for the kingdom of the divine will to descend. And how much that kingdom is needed in our times, my brothers and sisters. The kingdom of peace, the kingdom of joy, the kingdom of happiness, the kingdom of peace and harmony. This is what the Lord has for us. And this is what the Lord wants to bring in every single soul he has created. The Lord wants to rest in our heart, in our soul. He wants to make his little heaven in our soul. Imagine God living, palpitating in us, in our soul. And us growing in and becoming more like God with every single act. Filling ourselves with the light that emanates from every single act that is done in the divine will. And at the same time, pleasing, adoring God just with a simple act of breathing, of walking, of eating, of sleeping. When we are united in the divine will, that's why it's so important to be in the state of grace. And to do everything we can to remain in that state of grace. To use the sacrament of confession, even in these difficult moments, in these difficult times. Asking the priest to hear your confession and to love the sacrament of confession. To really strive for holiness. To really strive to become holy. And when we live in this way, the amazing thing is that it is God operating in us. Making us holy through every single act. Working through our human nature, yes. Working through our yes. Every time that we unite ourselves to the Lord, we are saying yes. And when we say yes to the Lord, he's able to do wonders in the same way that he did through the Blessed Mother. In the same way that he has done through so many saints. In the same way that he was able to bring salvation to all of us through the yes of our Lord Jesus. That he surrendered himself to the will of the Father. Not my will, but your will be done. Through our jest, through our fiat, through our continuous fiat, through our continuous jest to the Lord, he's able to make us holy. He's able to receive praise, glory, and adoration. He's able to bring about the kingdom of the divine will in our souls, in the whole world. So we have to practice this way of life, this spirituality. In the divine will, we cannot waste anything. Every single act is precious, gives glory to God. And every single act has immense value. The Lord gives us this example of how He feels so pleased when we bring these acts to Him. He finds joy. He finds correspondence. He finds the correspondence of the creatures in these acts. And He immediately notices the difference of the acts done in the divine will and the acts done outside of the divine will, the acts done with the human will and the acts done in the divine will. The Lord finds the difference. And what we want to give to God is to give to His own level, to correspond Him in a perfect way, because God is perfect. To give to God what is due to Him at His own level, at His own scale, in a perfect, eternal way. So the Lord finds happiness, finds the I love you of all creation and all creatures in these acts done in the divine will. So remember this, my brothers and sisters, because it's very important for us to practice this way of living. It's very important for us to immerse ourselves in the divine will and to pray in the divine will. Very simple. During this month of May that we pray the Rosary to the Blessed Mother in a very special way, before beginning your Rosary, just immerse yourself in the divine will and offer that Rosary in the divine will. And then it will acquire a greater value. The Lord says, this Lord, He will find the difference between these two fruits in the example that He has given us. He says, the same happens to us. Everything that is done in our divine will is our own. The fruits of our boundless farms, and because they are our own things, we find nothing in them which is unworthy of our divinity, and therefore we take all delight in receiving them. In the light of the sun, there is nothing of the human will in there, because God created the sun out of love for all of us. The light, the heat that the sun gives us, it has nothing human. It is all divine, because it was created out of pure love for all of us, given to us, created by God. So it has nothing of the human will in there. And when we say, I thank you, I adore you, I impress my I thank you, I love you, I glorify you in the light of the sun, in the light of the moon, in the blue of the sky, in the green of the trees, in the blue of the ocean, in the movement of the sea. There is nothing of human will in there. Therefore, the Lord says, it is all of His. And when we pray in this way, He takes delight, because there is nothing which is unworthy in that. There is no imperfection in that. On the other hand, what is done outside of our divine will is something strange to us. It lacks the divine imprint. It is without the fullness of taste, of light, of sanctity, of sweetness. Even in the most good things, the human will always puts which ruins the taste of the most beautiful things. And so, seeing that those are not things from our farms, the fruits of our divine will, we put them aside, and many times we do not even look at them. Therefore, I recommend to you, let nothing escape. Let nothing escape you which does not enter the light of the supreme will, so that everything may be our own and highly pleasing to us. This is the recommendation that the Lord is giving us, and perhaps the main message we will take from this passage. There are several main messages. The whole script, the whole passage is a beautiful passage that is giving us new insights and new knowledge about this science of living in the divine will. But the Lord tells us, let nothing escape that does not enter in the supreme will, in the light of the supreme will. Not even a single breath should escape. So in the morning when we get up, let's ask the Lord Jesus to receive all our acts in the divine will. Let's try to be in the state of grace as much as we can. And at the end of our day, let us say an act of contrition and ask the Lord forgiveness and immerse ourselves in the divine will so that even we rest in the divine will. Let us ask the Lord to infuse in us that light. The virtues may grow in us, so we may grow in patience, love, kindness, humility, faith, hope, strength, perseverance. That all these virtues, when living in the divine will, they are constantly nourished. Naturally, they are constantly growing in us. That's why we cannot waste any. We cannot let any act escape from the light of the supreme will. My brothers and sisters, let us ask the Lord Jesus to give us the grace to always be mindful of his love for us, to always be mindful of his tremendous love for all of us. And I encourage all of you to keep growing in the knowledge of this divine science, to read the Book of Heaven, to practice the different prayers, to pray with the rounds of the soul in the divine will. And a little by little, the Lord will give you more understanding. The Lord will increase his light in you. That light that he gives us when we practice this way of living. My wish for all of you, my prayer for all of you, is that you may continue to grow in the knowledge and understanding of this divine science. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.